45. Now for all of you with a soft spot for Swedish birds, stay tuned, because with the time now coming up to 12:45, here's a very special program with Tom Brown.
Radio 1 proudly presents the ABBA Special. The single that started them on their road to international success, which was also the Eurovision Song Contest winner of 1974. Here are some statistics about the group. They've had 4 number one hits in Britain, their greatest hits LP has been in the top 5 best-selling LP chart since May, and has grossed more than £3 million worth of sales. Worldwide, they've sold 27 million singles and 12 million albums. And now to ABBA themselves. My Swedish is appalling, so I'll ask you to introduce yourselves. First of all,
Björn Ulvaeus.
Björn.
Benny Andersson.
Benny.
Agneta Fältskog.
Her name is Annie. Oh, Anna. Good.
Annifrid Syni Lyngstad.
Annifrid Lyngstad, better known as Fride.
Yes.
Right, so that's what I call you from now on. Okay, next up, I should say, is Dancing Queen.
Looking out for faith.
Dancing Queen, which has been number one in the following countries: Britain, Holland, Germany, Belgium, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Switzerland, Austria, and Australia. How does it feel to be number one in so many different countries?
Great. Fantastic,
hilarious.
Good. Your English, and we were talking before the show, is astounding. How come that you all speak such good English?
Do we?
No, we don't. Some of us do. Bjorn and Benny really do that.
Frida, is it that English is the first language in Sweden? Is it the first language?
Yes, we learn it in school, you know, from the age of 9 years old.
And does English have that much effect on your life?
We have so many English television programs, American, and we don't dub them, we subtitle them. So we read the Swedish words and listen to the English language all the time.